This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast and our review of Borat's subsequent movie film. My name is Wayne.
My name is Paul, and Wayne is half right. It's actually our review of Borat's subsequent movie film.
Oh God,
delivery of prestigious bribe to American regime for make benefit once glorious nation of Kazakhstan. My name is Paul, and I said that already, can't remember.
I apologize, everyone.
I can neither confirm.
I reckon Paul's going to swing that shit.
Nor just deny. Let's just,
oh dear.
How often I use Borat voice in this review.
Fucking hell. I'm going to try and combat it with a shit ton of class. All right.
All right. Straight into this review then. For Amazon Prime, dropped there on October 23rd, something like that. Directed by Jason Wallner. And obviously screenplay. Okay. Not obviously. Strap yourselves in, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
Oh, Paul,
screenplay by Peter Bainham, Sacha Baron Cohen, Jessa Friedman, Anthony Hines, Lee Kem, Dan Mazur, Erica Rivendolger, and Dan Swimmer. That's a lot of people who wrote this fucking movie.
How come?
Let's get to that.
Okay. All right.
It's 96 minutes long. The budget was somewhere between $10 and $20 million. Obviously, there's no word on a return because I just went, bam, straight to Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Well played them, Wayne. What is Borat's subsequent movie film about?
Okay, it's a follow-up to the 2006 comedy centering on the real-life adventures of the fictional Kazakh television journalist Borat. See, because of the last movie, he's humiliated Kazakhstan, and that causes him to be imprisoned in a gulag for life. But then 14 years later, the country's premier releases him with a mission to deliver his 15-year-old daughter to Mike Pence as a gift to persuade the U.S. to look kindly on Kazakhstan as a country once
Incorrect.
Again.
Oh, persuades him to take their country's national treasure, the monkey.
Oh, the monkey,
to Mike
of
Pence.
Course, the monkey, yes. But then it winds up being Chick-fil-A Giuliani. Anyway, yes, I think that's it. That's the whole fucking movie. That's the movie.
it's more of the same in one way, okay? It's clueless people who are either reacting in a horrified or just going along with it kind of manner to Borat and now his daughter's shenanigans.
Yes.
Right? Your mileage will not vary from the first film in that way.
No.
Where I have big problem, however,
Jesus.
Is the fact that there's way too much scripted bullshit in this film and not enough of the real life reactions to what they're doing.
I'm the other way, Paulie, because
you're uncomfortable.
I'm so first of all, I watched this movie in shifts like the other one. I couldn't handle it for like big periods at a time. I would bust 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes till I finished it, okay? I cannot, it does not sit well with me.
Damn.
That these are real people reacting to this horrible shit. And I'm like, oh, come on.
It does
man.
Make me laugh a lot.
It's so bad.
The whole point of this film, you can't handle it.
I can't handle it, man. And like, and just watching people's like puzzled. I'm not one of those guys who finds that funny.
I do.
Yeah, I know. I know you do. I know. It takes, it's, I don't know what it is. I'm oddly empathetic when it comes to fuckwits. Like,
which is weird because you spend your life just roasting people.
I know. It really does not make sense. But when I look at people like on film like this, for some reason I have this odd feeling like this motherfucker has no idea how he's about to get reamed. Like just like it's.
So basically, Wayne normally is like this guy.
Eat my ass! Eat all the asses,
and
man.
And yet, when he watches Borat, he's this guy.
This is the dumbest shit anyone ever said in the history of. And I don't think I'm accelerating.
Eat my ass.
Time. All right. You know what? I think it is. Right. You know what I think it is? I think that. Even the eat my ass and stuff, I'm authentic. You know that I'm saying shit to you. I'm not fooling you into thinking I'm another guy who's making you do other shit. That's what I think I have a problem with.
Okay.
So one guy talking.
I'm going to get there and I'll wait till spoilers, but it's weird to talk about spoilers of this film. But
it's almost not worth it, but go on.
No, there isn't a way because I don't want to ruin the jokes.
There's a plot. There is a plot.
There is a plot such that
of
it is.
Of such, yes.
And I don't want to ruin the best scenes, you know, because in most comedy films, you end up talking about what bits made you laugh.
Oh, yes.
You know, unless it's very early. And I thought the start of this film, funny. But then when we got into the meat and potatoes of it, my mileage really fell away.
Okay. Let me tell you when the first time I went, come on! And I looked away. And then I stopped it and then continued. It's the dancing scene.
The debutante
scene. The debutante scene, okay? So just
don't go into any more detail because that's a spoiler.
Okay. Yep. All right. So
that's what I'm trying to say. We probably need to save most of our discussion
for
that.
Yeah, we probably do, actually.
But my big gripe with this film is there was too much of the back and forth between them made up bullshit. And I didn't care because you're grounding that in a world where there are real people reacting to this. That's what you come to see a Borat movie for. You don't come to see this ridiculous sort of plot line.
Yeah. You know what I think may have happened? First of all, this is we're just asking how come there's 200,000 writers, okay? There's probably like 20 drafts of this script that went back and forth, back and forth, right? And if you think about it, he shot this during COVID. He shot this
towards the end of the film, sure.
And I've read that he's actually, the reason it's on Amazon Prime is because his whole like mandate was to get this out before the election. Okay,
right. Because he wants to influence the election.
You
good
can
on
see
him.
Why. Yeah, good on him. I mean, right?
Oops, we were giving away our politics there. Moving forward.
No, but like whatever. It's like he wanted that out, and apparently it wasn't initially going to go to Amazon, but because everything was closed down and all this sort of shit, he's like, "Fuck, get it out there." He made a deal with Amazon, release it. Boom, that's it.
Okay,
right?
That's interesting.
That is very interesting. So to me, there's an underlying sort of ethos of this film which I quite like. All right. I still can't fucking watch it, all right? Like, without squirming and having a problem. I would say to you that I think that you're saying heavy on plot for a Borat film, right?
Yeah.
He's probably doing that because you could shoot those scenes without fucking going into the COVID world. The bits that were with people where they're actually reacting, that's real life. He can only go on location, and he has to do it on their timetable, not his.
Yeah, look, think back to the first film.
I'm not saying it's okay.
What do you remember? Okay, I like the first film a lot. I think the first one's way superior to this one. To not bury the lead on that regard. Yep. Because it was new. It wasn't new. Like, if you've watched his TV show, obviously Borat was a character, but it was still fresh enough, okay?
Yes.
And there was a lot of scenes of that, of people reacting to him with a nominal plot thread to keep him moving.
Yes. And that's the... You're gone.
This film... Yeah. It's almost all plot with occasional scenes of him reacting or real people reacting to him. So they got the mix wrong. And maybe you're right. Maybe it had to do with coronavirus coming in and fucking things up and they rewrote on the fly. But the end result is I stopped watching this movie, paying attention to it fully. I put my phone out. I started responding to posts in the listed community, checking Twitter. I was bored.
Yeah, it's not. That's the thing. It's not, this doesn't have as many. Again, I didn't like either the first one, right? But it may not have as many laughs and not deliver the same cultural impact as the first one because it wasn't new, like you said.
Yeah, and the film even addresses that, and that was a clever moment where he basically says, "Too many people recognize me. I have to keep dressing up."
Yes, exactly, and that's why. Like, but I will say this: I admire, how do I put this, his craftsmanship. He's turned this brand of tomfoolery into almost an art form because he's taking such big risks. I mean, life-threatening risks.
Well, yeah, I've got a little story about that as well.
We'll talk. Well, yeah, we can talk about that. Maybe the same one. Yep. Yeah, but like he's attending places where he's genuinely in danger. He had to hire security teams.
Yep.
All kinds of shit, and that is a pretty unwavering commitment to your craft. If you like, you cannot deny that. I wouldn't do this shit. Right, so there's a sort of like respect for the idea of the film rather than the film itself for me, which adds to my score.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Well, we'll get to the scores at the end. We're gonna cut it off there and go into spoilers.
All right, we gotta talk about this.
I'm gonna hit the button after that. We will spoil the scenes and some of the laughs and some of the controversies about the film.
That's the best thing to talk about.
You can't handle the truth.
Thank you, Jack. You can't handle the truth. If you haven't seen Borat subsequent movie films, stay right away because here we go.
Okay.
Now, can I start with...
Please.
I thought the first 10 minutes, which, okay, they were scripted, where it was setting the film up, were quite funny as I got back into this world and back into this comedy stuff. Like, the best joke, and it's stupid for me, was...
A little stupid.
It was like, you know, I have embarrassed the country. The country's economy has gone into the toilet. Mm-hmm. Businessmen are killing themselves and throwing themselves from our tallest buildings.
Yeah.
Two stories.
Hits the floor and gets up. Gets
up, brushes off, walks away. Funny.
That was funny. Yeah. I will admit that was funny.
And lots and lots of jokes at the expense of women in the Kazakhstan culture.
Yes.
That initially was funny. It wore thin very fast. But,
agreed.
And maybe this says a bit about my sense of humor. But, geez, I found the jokes at Jewish heritage's expense really cringy. Really cringy. I don't get it. I don't like it.
Yeah. It's, well, yeah, this is the, I find the whole thing cringy. So to me, it's a whole thing. I get it. But,
So that was funny. The debutante ball we mentioned just before, hilarious and wrong.
But
the reactions on their faces were priceless.
Can we talk for a second about that? All right, so check it out. The debutante ball, it's all, you know, southern gentlemen and missies and this and that. And it's
missies,
they turn.
Is that the technical name?
Well, what are they called?
Debutantes.
Southern belles.
Yeah,
you know. Bells, but so he goes in there. It's all like hugely sort of fancy and whatever. He's talking to the dude, how much you think my daughter is worth? You know, and he's like, oh, $500.
That was less Kazakhstani and more Italian.
I think you'll find mine was cleaner than yours. Okay, no, we're not going to bore it off, okay? We're not going to bore it off.
You don't want to bore it off?
I'm not going to bore it off.
I will bore it off until the sun comes down.
Dude, we'll lose everyone. What got me was, what made me laugh as well, was
the
that
sun comes down. Everyone put that in the back of your lexicon.
No, his daughter is like this debutante guy. Is bored. His daughter is like looking at him with disgust. She's fucking disgusting and stuff. Really, really cool. I thought it was good, but when they finally did start dancing and the girl whips up her skirt and
it starts out nicely. They're kind of like doing this.
Yeah, and everyone's clapping. Yeah, everyone's like
clapping and getting into it.
That's right. And though she whips out and she's got a bloodstained pad, like, which is stuck to her situation. And everyone's like, and I
went, with hair poking out.
With hair poking out, dude. And like, it was so bad. And that's when I went, Time out. I couldn't pause it because I might see a fucking fur burger. I was just like, oh, God.
Right? Ironically, it's when Wayne normally pauses his videos. <and watches. laughs>
I should have seen it coming and I did not. Okay. Yeah, true. But I've since learned that scene, it seems like they just crashed this ball, but they actually created that event.
And
these people turned up and they were paid something like $50 to be extras in a show, but it was still treated the same
way.
So
they knew that something was going on.
They knew that it was a production,
right?
But it wasn't like just a film crew that happened to be in their thing.
Well, if I can bounce off that then. So as per my earlier discomfort with the Jewish jokes, when he walks into the synagogue and he's dressed as what he considers to be a stereotypical Jew.
Yeah, with a big nose. And
big nose. Yeah. Looks like fucking Pinocchio, basically. Yeah, yeah. Or marionette Pinocchio walking around. And those two elderly Jewish
Holocaust
women
survivors, yes.
Holocaust survivors. One of which really warms to him and really spends time explaining things and doesn't seem to react to what he's wearing. Turns out they were both told, this is a documentary about the Holocaust and the Jewish experience, and you need to convince this naysayer of what happened. So they lied to them. This is what the estate, because that woman died since filming those scenes.
Yeah, I heard that.
And so they're being sued. Apparently the first film was sued by multiple people. That's one lawsuit against this particular film. So it turns out this is the way that they managed a lot of these scenes where they tell people it's one thing, it turns out to be something
else.
That
doesn't surprise me one bit.
Which is how they get them to sign off. Because I kept thinking to myself, with the exception of the African-American nanny or the woman who's taking care of the daughter, who seemed like a lovely, lovely woman, right? And comes off really well. I can understand why she would go, yeah, sure, use my likeness and my features in this movie. Apparently, she was paid like $500 or some shit. And again, lied to about what this film was about.
Okay. So, all right. So, this is, you take objection to that?
Yeah.
Then? Yes?
I
okay.
do.
All right.
As opposed to just walking up to someone, interacting with them, them having a laugh about it later and going, yeah, sure, go on, use my.
Okay. Yep. Let me play devil's advocate for just a second. Yeah. You're producing a movie, like anything, right? You have to get your footage and you have to get it on time and you have to get it done. Now, your objective in the scene is pretty much this. It's on paper. Your job as a producer, as a director, whoever, right? Floor manager, whatever. You have to get that scene and that reaction. So you just tell these people whatever to get that. I know. I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying it's what you do, all right? Otherwise, it's a boring film. They would not get this type of thing if they want that plot point to be hit, right? So according to what I've also read is that he actually came clean with that girl. This is what I've heard. Maybe it's the propaganda. I'm not sure. But Sacha Baron Cohen said, look, it's actually a mockumentary, whatever, and we're doing this. And he came clean with her. And so, yes, she was...
Okay, I didn't read that part.
But that's only what I'm hearing.
I read her Baptist minister's.
Well, now that you told me
saying,
they're being sued, maybe the studio...
I don't know if
that.
She's suing, but the minister...
Estate,
of,
the estate.
Oh, sorry. No, I'm talking about the... that's a Jewish woman. The African-American woman, basically...
Oh, no, her.
Her
she's
church
fine.
Was effectively saying... Come on, she was paid bugger all money for this and she's a huge part of this movie.
$3,500.
How about you give out, it was at $3,500, I said $500. Okay, yeah. How about you actually fund up a little bit more money for our church instead? Yeah.
And I think...
Which is opportunistic and whatever else, sure. But if the woman's happy to donate her, I think that's kind of fair. In a $10 to $20 million budget film, for the amount that she's in it, that's woefully underpaid.
I hear there's a GoFundMe that gave her like $10,000 as well on top of that. But that's not the studio.
No,
so,
it's
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
No, so okay. I have some problems, and I guess that has factored into my final score.
I understand. And again, I don't agree with it or not, but I'm saying that this is how you make movies, man. This anything on folks, everything you see on TV is either 100% fake or fake to a very high degree because you're just trying to get that shit done, especially reality shows.
Yeah.
So it happens.
Yeah. That said, how does anyone sign off on their likeness being used in border security or any show like that? I do not know.
Dude, it happens. It happened to Carol. It happened to a friend of mine.
When you are portrayed to be, you know, asshole, arrogant,
because
awful.
The people
whatever.
Who do it, right, are actually just either stupid or media whores. I had a friend who was in a in an airport, and they filmed her with this bad shit that happened to her. I won't go into it. And they said, hey, can you sign off? And she said, get fucked.
Yep.
And she couldn't go in it, but it would have been a really good show.
So they used that and with all her face blurred out, that whole scene?
They didn't use it at all.
At all, okay.
Yeah,
even better. It. Good.
Mm.
Now, apparently, you were saying he puts his life in danger. That scene where he's singing
at the gun rally,
gun rally Republican thing,
yep.
Right? That's another scene that made me laugh. What's worse, coronavirus or Democrats? Democrats.
Yeah. Oh, God. And he really lived with those guys
did
for like
he
five
really?
Days. Yeah, he did, and didn't break the Borat character once. Right?
They had a film crew with
they
him.
Were also told it was a documentary.
Oh, okay, so right? told that's what.
Yeah, which is true technically.
It is. And look, isn't it nice to humanize? As much as they said that about Democrats are worse than coronavirus, they seem like genuinely nice blokes who are trying to help him.
This is the problem with. Let's not get political here, but that is the thing. Most of the, you know, shall we just say, they live in like Washington State, I think, these guys, and they're obviously hillbillies, you know. They still invited him into their house for 5 days. And honestly, I've experienced that in the States myself. Like people just go, hey, come by my house. I'm like, what, I just met you tonight. Yeah, yeah, if you ever come by Jacksonville, just come here. I'm like, what? Really nice folks,
yep.
right?
Yep.
It's a pity that they think this stuff. Like, you know what I mean? It's just a shame. But yes, it's a good point. It's
but
good
at
point.
That rally, he was apparently... What's cut out of there is mm-hmm. that once they caught on that he was taking the piss, they chased him.
Yeah.
And chased to the point where apparently he said, I was pulling the door shut to my car.
Yes.
Had they got me out there, I'm not sure I would have survived.
Yeah, he wore a vest as well when he was on stage.
Fucking hell.
Shit like that. I'm like, what the fuck? That's why it's so weird, man. Because apparently they were right near a Black Lives Matter protest.
Right.
So, and it's just weird to me that people just walk around with their M16s and stuff. I'm like,
they could just
fucking hell, man. It's like you're on stage and these dudes are all armed. And apparently one dude pulled as well. He just didn't fire.
Jesus.
First, Aussies, it's really weird to see this.
It blows
like,
our
holy
mind.
Shit.
Absolutely blows our mind.
If someone was walking around with an M16, right, or an AK, whatever, right?
People would be literally ducking
I would be
for
like,
cover.
What the fuck
You'd
is that guy
diving
doing?
Through the closest doorway.
Oh, dude. Yeah, it's pretty nasty.
Anyway. All right, yeah. So that's really what I wanted to say about Borat's subsequent movie film. You got any other things you want
to emphasize? Man. We need to talk about the Giuliani
scene.
Oh,
sorry. My apologies. I do. Yeah, we're building to this because the film builds to it as well.
Oh, my God.
What do you think about this scene?
All right, so let's talk about this. Everyone, in case you haven't listened to this and you haven't heard about this or live under a rock, Giuliani attends a fake interview with his daughter, who is purported to be an underage girl.
Pretty sure that they don't give 15-year-olds
jobs. They
don't
say 15. Yeah. No, did he say he said 15?
15-year-old girls jobs as journalists.
Wait, he knew she was supposedly 15?
I don't know whether he knew it, but in the film, they're portraying her to be 15. She's actually a 23 or 24.
Yeah, she's
24
as well, which is why
actress.
It's okay. But like, all right, so he goes in there. She flirts with him. And she comes in hard, too. She's like, ooh, this is a fucking thrill for me.
She's
deliberately
leading him on.
All right? He's like playing the hey, ha, 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 ha. And he's getting a little handsy, you know, for an old guy, whatever. Then finally, she chases out Borat and she says, do you want to have a cocktail in the bedroom? We'll get your mic off. He doesn't even fucking, like, no hesitation. Yep, boom, gets up, stands up, walks in there, right? Sits on the bed, lies on the bed. She's trying to get his mic out from the front of his shirt, all right? Now, you and I have both worn one of those fucking battery packs, Paulie.
Yep.
You don't put a remote camera shotgun thing down your front. It's on your back, on your belt.
He was tucking his shirt in, Wayne.
That's
what I was saying he was doing.
Now, he says, I was tucking my shirt in. He was lying on his back on cocktails with a girl that he had just touched. He pulled out his thing and he had his hand on his dick. It was balls. Dick and balls, all right? You don't even tuck your shirt in that way. I grab my balls every moment I get, and when I tuck my shirt in, I don't even touch them. So, this is bullshit. So, he was definitely trying to fuck that woman. Are we agreed on this?
I 100% agree. And so, what I have to say to Rudy Giuliani is very, very succinct.
Bullshit.
Yeah, totally. This is
absolute bullshit.
And you can tell this is why, obviously, he wanted it to be out before the election.
Yep.
Remember, everyone, if this was under any other administration and the chief legal counsel to the president got caught in
Ex-mayor of New York.
Again, Giuliani's gone nuts. He was revered when 9/11 happened, and now he's become this. It's really weird. If he's not fired immediately, right, by the whole administration and just ostracized, no one's voting for that president. That's not the case anymore. I don't know what world we're living in. So,
well, we don't know what world the Americans are living in.
Yeah, I know, but this is still something
like,
that...
That's the best you've got. I was tucking in my shirt.
That's the only thing he has got,
I'm
bro.
I'm sure, Wayne, you've had many, many occasions in your life, as have I, where I've laid back fully clothed on a bed and realized that my shirt had ridden up a little bit in the action of lying backwards and felt the need to make sure I tucked it back in to look good at that moment.
The thing is, if you look closely at that, and I have, his hands are cupping the bottom of his sack. That's what he's doing is...
It's a long shirt, Wayne.
It's a method called clearing your cock, ladies.
What?
That's right. When you've got pants on and you're sort of, you know, you're in the nether regions are stirring a bit, you need to sort of room, because sometimes it's bent up against your underwear or it's tucked under your belt. You've got to clear that cock, all right? That's what he was doing. So, yeah, this is some bullshit.
The countdown. Educating while entertaining.
I mean, I've heard. So, yeah, this is it. The convention where he runs in with fucking dressed as Trump. Man, there are so many things that happen in this movie which could have got him killed. Yeah. You're messing with the Secret Service. I'm pretty sure they have a license to actually smoke you. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they do. So there you are.
And I did laugh also. One more bit of credit. The scene where she attends the middle-aged Republican ladies.
Oh, yeah.
And then goes off and rubs one out the toilet and comes back and tells them all about it.
That was another bit where I'm like, ah, come on. And then, I don't know how I'd react in that situation. I would just run out.
Yeah. All right, then, let's give it a score and wrap this one up. Wayne, what is your score for Borat subsequent movie film?
Okay, let's put aside the fact that I can't watch these movies. If you're the type of person who does watch these movies, I would say it's cleanly a sort of 56.
Okay, I am lower than you.
Fuck off.
I am going 40. I can't pass it. 49.
Really?
49 because I spent so long being bored. Yes, I laughed in places, hence why it gets to 49.
Yep.
But I spent much more time being bored than I did being entertained by this film.
Okay. I don't want to think about it again.
Tying it into coronavirus was clever. Some of the scenes were funny.
Yes. At the end, the plot reveal that he was actually sent by Kazakhstan to start the coronavirus was not... I didn't see that coming. Not bad.
Yeah, not bad. But too much time between him and the daughter. Not enough time making fools of people to make Wayne squirm, as far as I am concerned. So there we are. That's our score for Borat subsequent movie film. What did you think? Let us know via email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter at thecountdownpc. You can like and follow the show on podbean.com. Leave comments there as well. And finally, the Facebook listener community link is in the show notes to get involved in discussion around the episodes and indeed all other things happening in movie and TV land. Wayne, it's been a pleasure.
Word.
My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this is a message for Rudy Giuliani.
You are a sad, strange little man, and you have my pity.
We'll catch you next time.
He does not have my pity.